Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shir in the Rambam. Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Dalid. The Shir again should be a schus for Shirel Sigalipa Sipor Chagit, Shoshana Bas Sipor Tziril, Shalom Ben Gila, Rafal Moshe Chaim, Ben Yafashena Chamka, Besoch Shacholei Yisrael. The previous Shir, we read the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of Dinim is Oshavas Dayanim, and we asked a slew of questions on the Rambam. And we will continue and try to find some Havan on the Rambam, B'siyata D'shmaya. Last time we mamish had Gevaldikashas. So in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, in the Likutim and Siman Yadalit, he writes that everybody holds that all the dinim of Gezel, Geneva, etc. apply to Bnei Noach. Just the Rambam holds that all of these dinim are included in Gezel. And according to the Ramban, they're included in the mitzvah of dinim. So according to the Rambam, the dinim are included in Gezel, because dinim is dayanim, and Gezel and Geneva are included in Gezel and the like. And according to the Ramban, it's included. Gezel and the like are included in dinim. And so is Mashma in the Tshuvas of the Ramah and Simen Yud, who discusses Hasagas Gavul, encroaching on somebody else's border when one publishes a sefer that somebody else had already published, when done by a goy. So the Ramah discusses, do we judge Lefi Dinei Yisrael, or do we judge Lefi Dinei Akum? So Ayin Sham in the Ramah, that Lefi Dinei Yisrael, if we judge Lefi Dinei Yisrael, it's going to be included in Gezel, even Ladas HaRambam. And that's like the Chasam Sofer said, that according to the Rambam, something like Hasagas Gavul is going to be under the umbrella of the Isser of Gezel, and not Dinim. But it's not so pashut that everything goes under, according to the Rambam, Gezel, because we see in the Gemara in Nunches Amid Beis and Sanhedrin that a goy who hits his friend is not Chayev Misa. The Rambam paskins later on, Perakir Allah Vav, that if he hits a Jew, he's also not Nerag. And the Ran says that we don't say that it's no difference whether or not he was Chovel Begufe, Chovel Bemone. That since he was Chovel Begufe, isn't that like Chovel Mone? The Ran says no. We're Mechalik between Chovel Begufe and Chovel Bemone. Because if we wouldn't make a distinction between Chovel Begufe and Chovel Bemone, then you know what? What do we need Shvichus Damim for? Why is there an Isser Shvichus Damim for a Ben Noach? Let's just say it's Gezel. So you see from the fact that we need an Isser Shvichus Damim, you see that the Choval Begufe is Abimone. Choval Begufe is not included in Choval Bimimone. Otherwise, we wouldn't need Shvichus Damim. From the fact that we need Shvichus Damim, it means that the Choval Begufe is not included in the Isser of Gezel. So that means that Hika as Chavero, Hika Yisrael, the Akum is not Chayev Misa, because it's not Shvichus Damim, because he's still alive, and it's not Gezel, because from the fact that Shvichus Damim is different than Gezel, it must be that hitting somebody's body is not included in Gezel. Otherwise, you wouldn't need Shvichus Damim. So this is discussed by the Chalkas Yov Madura Tanyan and Simin Yidal Mechem, this is Yisrael here. And if so, if this is true, that what? That Akum Shehika Chaver is not Chayv Misa, and Hika Yisrael is not also not Chayv Misa, because it's not included in Gezel. If we're included in Gezel, wouldn't need Shvichus Damim. So it's not included in Gezel. So if that's true, then we can't say that all dinim are included in Gezel. Once already he was Chaval Begufe, which is the same as Chaval Mamone, and Chaval Begufe is not included in Chaval Mamone. So how can you put everything under the rubric of Gezel? How can you put all dinim mamonis under the rubric of Gezel? Gezel is Gezel. And that's it. Well, be Iker, because that's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, but Gezel, Gezel is Gezel. Well, be Iker Tamua, and we also have to understand that if it's true that there's such an important principle that a Ben Noach mitzad mitzis gezel is also in any type of damage and any type of dine momentus, how come the Rambam didn't allude to this at all? The Rambam doesn't even hint to this. The Rambam doesn't say anything about this. Well, befrat lema shekosev haramah that their chiv was kedine Yisrael, and that's Pashtus Divrei HaRamban. So how did the Rambam not mention anything about this? The Rambam didn't. He spoke about Hilchas Gzeila, and he doesn't say a thing about all Dinei Mamonis. Benochai v'lagezel, bein shegozel akum, bein shegozel Yisrael, v'echad agozel, akon, if he goes into the whole thing, test, perek test, halacha test. Why doesn't he mention other Dinei Mamonis? In the Sefer Margolius Hayam of Reuven Margolius, in Sanhedrin, in Vav Amud Beis, he brings Barichus Divrei Ri Antoli in his Sefer Melamed HaTalmidim that B'Sha'ar Dinim Chayovin B'Din Nimusi V'lo B'Dinei Yisrael. In other Dinim, the B'nei Noach are Chayov in Din Nimusi, which means their own, the laws that they themselves legislate. Logic would dictate, and not with Dinei Yisrael. Ayin Sham. So how is it included in Mitzvah's Gezel? Because Mitzvah's Gezel, the Rambam writes, is Midinei Torah. So Gezel is Lefi Dinei Torah. Other Dinei Mamonis can't be included in Gezel because they're not Lefi Dinei Torah. They're Lefi Dinei Musi, Ma'inyan Zel Azem, Ma'kesha, there's no connection. And the Chora, also according to the Ramban, it's muchrach that it's in other dinei mamonis or not al pi din Torah, because otherwise we would have the question of the Amik Sheila. The Ramban, why do we need Gezel? Why do we need a separate Isser of Gezel according to the Ramban? Just like other dinei mamonis are included in dinim, why shouldn't Gezel also be included? The answer is, according to the Ramban, that the other Dinei Mamonis are Das Nimusis, Mi Mitzvahs Dinim. And for that, and Gezel is Din Torah. So it'll come out then according to both. Gezel is Din Torah. According to both the Rambam and the Ramban, Gezel is Din Torah. And the other Dinim are Das Nimusis. Just we have to know, according to the Rambam, where the other dinim go. Chasim Sofer wanted to say they're included in Gezel, but we've asked questions on that. The Rambam never mentions it, and it's different categories. Dinei Yisrael, Dinei Torah. Dinei Yisrael, Dinei Musi. And also, for this reason, it's hard to understand what Reb Chaim HaLevi says ala Rambam, and then first Perek Vuch Zutzeich Halacha Test. That Din Rodev B'Bnei Noach is included in the mitzvah of Dinim. According to the Rambam, what does Din Rodev have to do with Dinim? Rambam, Dinim is Hoshavas Dayanim. Also, according to the Ramban, it's not. Dinim are not Divrei Torah. So, what does that have to do with Rodev, which is a Din Torah? The Rambam goes into, if you look in the Ramban, he goes into detail about the different dinim, but we have to say in the Ramban that he's referring to being metakin lemdas, to make our own laws, not Torah laws, when it comes to mamonis. So Gezel is an inyan atzmi al pi dinei Yisrael, but not other dinim. So what is Rode they find its way in here? So, based on what we've said, it's very tamua to say that the other dinim are included in Gezel. Two completely different categories. On the other hand, it can't be, sweet friends, that according to the Rambam, besides Gezel, a goy can do whatever he wants. So you have dinim according to the Rambam, which is a Shavuos Dayanim, and then you have Gezel, and then he can do whatever he wants? No. kenes zayin lo yichol liyot. So therefore, it appears as follows: that lekulei alma shar dinei mamonos are included in dinim. And dinim, not in gezel, in dinim. And the machlokas is, what's the gedder of this din? What does that mean? So, first we have to see that the Rambam here writes that there's a chiyuv hashavas dayanim b'chol plach upelech upelech. Chol plach uplach. In every province, the Rambam says, hashavas dayanim for b'nei Noach is in every plach. L'chaora, this is against what we see in the Gemara. In the Gemara it says that Chayavim b'nei Noach lahoshiv nivavam ebezim sanhedrin b'chol pelech u'pelech u'b'chol ir v'ir, in every province and in every city. So why did the Rambam omit every city? Why did he only say the province? It's more choshiv. Why did he omit the year? In the Or Samech, in the first parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Beis, he says the Rambam wasn't Goreis Yir. And so writes Rav Yochanan Fischer Perla, Bebiur Harasag, Parasha Aleph, in the Chemdis Yisrael here. He wasn't Goreis. The Tosefta, the Perak Tess, of Avodah Zarah Halacha Dalet writes, Kishem Shi Yisrael Ba'ayaros Shalahen, Kach Bnei Noach Be'ir Shalahen. So in the Chazdei David, he's Magia Lashon of Tosefta, Ka'Bavli. He fixes the Lashon of Tosefta, that it should be like the Bavli, B'chol Ir V'ir, B'chol Plach U'Plach. Both. But we can say that the Rambam says, no, it's Dafka. That Ayaros, but that B'nei Noach, that B'Ayaros of Yisrael, it's called Ir V'Ir. But B'nei Noach, only the most chash of ears, only Ir Plach, only they get a Beis Din. And in the Margalis Hayam and Nun Vav Amid Beis, that's where he learned, that's how he understands the Tosefta. So the Rambam is like the Tosefta. That says, Kshem Shi Yisrael Bayar Shalahem Kach B'nei Noach B'Yir Shalahem. What's their ear? Only very chashiv, only a plach. But not every single ear. So that's the sheet of the Rambam, that B'nei Noach, they have to put only in the provinces and not in the Ayaros. And in the Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perel in the Chemdis Yisrael, they bring the Kasha, the Gvor Sari, Mak Zayin Amar Aleph, that it says in the Gemara there that Yisrael are Mechuyiv B'chol Ir V'Ir, only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Ayin Sham in the Sugya, Frek the Gvor Sari, are B'nei Noach better than Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? That they're not Chayav B'chol Ir? In other words, Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are not Chayav B'chol Ir. And you want to say that B'nei Noach are Chayav in Kol Ir V'Ir? So from this we see that B'nei Noach aren't Chayav B'chol Ir V'Ir like the Rambam. So it's mukhach like the Rambam. You can't say that B'nei Noach in Chutz La'aretz, B'nei Noach are better than have more of a chiyuv dayanim than Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz aren't chayiv b'chol year. And B'nei Noach are chayiv b'chol year. Can't be. So it must be that B'nei Noach are only chayiv b'chol plach. However, so Pashit, Yerucham Fisher Perla brings from the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, and the Ri and the Ran and Dafnan Vavam Beis, and the Smag and Esen Kufchav Beis, that they write that the Lashon of the Braisa is that there's a Chiyuv on B'nei Noach B'chol Ir V'Ir, not like we've been saying. And then we have the Kasha, If that's really the correct lashon of the Braisa, then how can you say that Bnei Noach are better than Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are not chayv b'chol ir, and Bnei Noach are. So we have to say, and so writes Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perla, that Chutz La'aretz Bnei Noach is k'aretz Yisrael Yisrael. And therefore, they're chayv b'chol ir. Because Eretz Yisrael, for Yisrael, they're chayv b'chol ir, v'ir b'chol plach v'plach, and so to Bnei Noach and Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so that's with the other Rishonim. But what about the Rambam? Let's go back to the Rambam. Rav Yochum Fischer Perla asked Aldas HaRambam Manavshach. He holds that in Chutz La'aretz, that Bnei Noach are only plach v'plach. So Manavshach. If they're like Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, they should also be chayv b'chol ir v'ir. And if they're like Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, Haray Shitas HaRambam, B'Perek Aleph, Milchus Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis, according to the Ramban, and Parashas Vayishlach, B'Daito, and the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tavtzari Aleph, is that there's no Chiyuv HaMadis Dayanu B'chutz La'aretz. Hain Sham B'lecha Mishnah. Then how can Bnei Noach be Chayiv? Haray Ladas HaRambam. If they're Chayiv, it's B'chol Ir or B'chol Plach. So if you're Mechayiv Bnei Noach, Mehechi Tesi, B'chol Plach, V'lo B'chol Ir. And where do you put them? It's no man's land. If they want to be like Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, so it's b'chol plach or b'chol ir. And if it's like Bnei Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, then there's no chiyuv hamadis dayanim at all. So how does Bnei Noach fit in that they're only chayv b'chol plach but not b'chol ir? That's not like Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's like neither. So the Shitas HaRambam, how do you figure Bnei Noach being only chayv b'chol plach u'plach? So it would appear, based on the Gemara in Makkos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that we alluded to earlier, it says there, "B'she'arecha tamoshiv batei dinim b'chol plach u'b'chol ir, u'v'chutz la'aretz tamoshiv b'chol plach u'plach, v'lo b'chol ir v'ir." That in your gates you have to have judges, beisdins, in every plach and in every ear, and chutz la'aretz only in the plachs and not in the ears. So we see from this that there's a mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz, but you don't need b'chol ir. Now the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Milchus Sanhedrin, writes, in Chutz La'aretz, you're not ma'amid b'chol plach against the Gemara. Ayin Sham B'Ramban that we just mentioned, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, and Rav Yochum Fischel Perla. So how's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, we keep coming back, every Rambam we learn in this Shurim is against the Gemara, it's Pele Plus. So the Rambam says that they're not chayv v'chol plach, and the Gemara says that they are chayv v'chol plach in Chutz La'aretz. So we can say that the very chashiv, now hold on tight, that the inyan of Hamadas Beis Din is not just a hechitimsi, it's not just a means for kiyum ha'olam al yidei din, like it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yad Zayin, al shel shedvarim olam kayim, al din, emes, shalom. So there's an inyan of din that's mekayim the olam. So that's kiyum shar mitzis ha-Torah, umidin shar mitzis ha-Torah, mischayiv shei Beis Din. So for that, to be ma'amid ha'olam al-adin, you don't need a Beis Din b'chol ir v'ir. Why do you need a Beis Din b'chol ir v'ir? It's a din atzmi. It's a din atzmi. There should be a Beis Din in the city. And it's not just a hechitimtzi la'amodis ha'olam. Look in the Rambam and say, for mitzvah kufayin vav, v'yesh laharich. So on that we say that it's only b'sha'arecha. B'sha'arecha in Eretz Yisrael, tamoshi batin b'chol plach b'chol ir v'ir. B'chol plach u'plach. U'b'chol ir v'ir. B'chol plach u'plach. Could be a hechitimtzi for amodis ha'din. But b'chol ir v'ir, for amodis ha'olam. But b'chol ir v'ir, is a chiyuv atzmi. That's only b'sha'arecha, but chutz la'aretz you don't need b'chol ir, just b'chol plach. Because that's just the hechitimtzi for kiyum ha'olam. It just means for kiyum ha'olam. For that it's enough to have a beis din in every plach. However, the inyan of b'chol plach and chutz la'aretz is different than Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael there's a chiyuv atzmi. In Eretz Yisrael there's a chiyuv atzmi of a beis din keplach kebeir. So in other words, when we said that in Eretz Yisrael you need b'chol plach u'plach u'b'chol ir v'ir, and you need it in every plach. You need it in every ear, not just for ha'amadas ha'olam, but there's a din atzmi. So now we're saying that in Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv on the plach is exactly like the chiyuv on the ear. That it's not just a hechitimtzi. Not only in b'chol ear v'ir is it a din atzmi, but b'chol plach v'plach it's also a din atzmi. And in chutz la'aretz, it's only hechitimtzi. And if it's only hechitimtzi, then where do you need in chutz la'aretz, where do you need batei dinim? Only b'chol plach, because you only have to have in the chashuv cities, you have to have a beis din, because there is a there you're going to need hamadas ha'olam. That's just going to keep things going. That's going to keep some law and order. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a din atzmi. So like this. When the Rambam, he writes at the beginning that we don't have to be mamid based in. B'chol plach u'b'chol ir el Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the din atzmi of based in is only in Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about the din atzmi of shoftim v'shotrim, din atzmi. That there's a din, not l'hamadis ha'olam, just the din atzmi v'beis, that's all in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam firtois, the Rambam concludes, that in chutz la'aretz ein chayavim l'hamid b'chol plach mitzad chiyuv atzmi of beis din. And the Rambam says, you don't have to be mad b'chol plach, it's talking about the chiyuv atzmi. Because the Rambam learned the nafka min of plach because the Rambam learns that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, you have to have, there's a din atzmi of having both in a plach and in an ear. In Chutz La'aretz, there's no din atzmi. In Chutz La'aretz, there's no din atzmi. In Chutz La'aretz, it's just Hamadis Ha'olam. And for that, it's enough to have v'chol plach u'plach. But mitzad the hamadas ha'olam in chutz la'aretz, you needed b'chol plach in chutz la'aretz. So the Rambam wasn't shalom that when the Rambam says that you don't require in Perek Achav Halacha Beis that in chutz la'aretz you don't have to be ma'amid b'chol plach, he's just talking about the din atzmi, because he's talking about the mitzvah shoftim v'shotrim. But avad in chutz la'aretz, you need for hamadas ha'olam, you need for the for the world to continue, because the world is all made ala din, it shouldn't be, it has to be law and order. So you have to be ma'amid b'chol plach. So according to this, it would appear that b'nei Noach, yisod ha-mitzvah of a mother's dinim, is not a din atzmi, it's a din of kiyum ha'olam. And it's mefurish in the Rambam later on, Perek Yud, Halach Yud Aleph, that Beis Din has to make shoftim la'elu ha'gerim atoshavim ladun lam al pi ha'mishpatim ha'elu shlo yishachis ha'olam. So why do we have to have judges for B'nai Noach? So the world shouldn't be destroyed? Because in a ger toshav, not because of a mitzvah, but because of our chiyuv of v'chei achicha, it's mischayev that the world shouldn't be destroyed. Hamadas hashoftim. And for them, that's mitzvah's dinim. And they need a special mitzvah's essay for that. And it's not like the Jews, because us, even without the mitzvah's essay of shoftim v'shotrim, which is only b'sha'arecha, which is only in Eretz Yisrael, was still chayv and based in Chutz La'aretz. The Goyim need a special mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz, that they should have, wherever they are, that they should have their batei dinim. So for us, we have a chiyuv atzmi in Eretz Yisrael, and then In Chutz Laretz, we have V'chol Plach to make sure that we're keeping our mitzvahs. And then we also have for the Geirim Toshav, and we also have for them, we have to be Ma'amid Beis Din, in order that there shouldn't be Hashchasis HaOlam. So for them, they need a mitzvah miyuchedes of dinim. And that's their shoftim v'shotrim. But for us, we have, anyway, Beis Din has to make sure we keep the Torah in Chutz Laretz. And our special mitzvah of shoftim v'shotrim, that's in Eretz Yisrael, that's the din atzmi of v'chol yirvir v'chol plach u'plach. And Chutz Laretz is just to make sure we're keeping the mitzvahs. And we also have to be ma'amid Beis Din for them, for the Geirim Toshavim, to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. In the Sefer Kiryas Melech, Perakir Alach Yer Aleph, he brings the Tanchum and Shoftim, Titein Lechav Lola Akum. So he blibes with the Tzarechin on the Rambam. He says the Rambam says that there's a Chiyuv Hamadas Beis Din Legeirim Toshavim. But it says here in the Medrash, Shoftim Yishotim Titein Lechav Lola Akum. And here you are, Ma'amid Beis Din for the Akum. But it's not Shver, this Kasha. Because Titein Lechav means that there's no Inyan Atzmi of B'chol Ir to have a Beis Din. However, there is a Din, Shelo Yishachis HaOlam, that's not included in the Parsha of Shoftim, like we see from Chutz Laretz. And on that, there's no mute. So Shoftim v'Shotrim, Titein Lechav, Lo La'akum, that's as far as the Din Atzmi goes. That's as far as the Din of Shoftim v'Shotrim. But Shlo Yishachis HaOlam, just like we have in Chutz Laretz, that we should behave ourselves, so too, we have to make for the Geirim Toshavim, we have to make a Beis Din for them. So the miut is only on the Shoftim v'Shotrim, that our regular Din of being Ma'amid Dayanim is a Din Atzmi is only in Eretz Yisrael. Midin Shoftim v'Shotrim. Chutz Laretz not. Chutz Laretz is just for Hamadas HaOlam. And that applies also to Geirim Toshavim. We have to make Beis Din for them also. And the miut is only on the Shoftim v'Shotrim. That mitzad that purpose of a din of having to have judges, din atzmi, that's only for us, and that's the miut, but not for them. But as far as Shalei Shachis HaOlam, we need for them also. And that's why the Rambam writes that in Chutz Laretz they need B'chol Plach. Just like Chiyuv Yisrael B'chutz Laretz. Because B'nei Noach are Ki Yisrael B'chutz Laretz. And it's just a Hechitimsi. Just like for us in Chutz Laretz, Hechitimsi is for Sotu for them. And the Rambam didn't patter them from that. The Rambam pattered us in Chutz Laretz, it's only from the Din Atzmi of having courts. There you don't need a b'chol plach, but for Hamadis Hadin, for Hamadis HaOlam, Shalai Shachis HaOlam, that you need, we need to have, and they need to have. So these are very big yisodos, and Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we will continue going deeper into this inyan. I hope Hashem should give us the koach and the moach, and we will continue singing the flows from Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.